Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. It is so great to be along with you today. We got big issues. Gun control, not gun safety, not common sense gun laws, but gun control, the war on guns, back taking center stage. Unfortunately, I think this is going to become an issue leading up to November, and the Democrats are making a very big mistake by making gun rights an issue here. I promise you on this, they're working in coordination now. I see Steve Kerr coming out one day after Joe Biden went on this Moms Demand action, Every Town for Gun Safety speech that he gave yesterday. We'll go through some of that. But Steve Kerr, the radical leftist head coach of the Golden State Warriors, comes out and starts talking about gun control on MSNBC, got a lot of play over it. We're going to talk about that today, go through some of his comments. I think they're coordinating because they use the same lies, the same talking points, the same phrases, all of this in an effort, of course, to do away with your Second Amendment rights. So we will talk about that today. Before we do, folks, let me just tell you, please pay a visit to my friends over at the Wellness Company, twc.health/grant. We don't know what's next, folks, but the question is, are you ready? Are you ready for the next pandemic, the next disease X, whatever they're going to unleash on you? The Wellness Company can help you. These great medical emergency kits have prescription medications, antibiotics, antiparasitics, including ivermectin, that you can get on hand in your house, have it there for when you need it. In fact, I got this cough going. I just used the amoxicillin to get rid of what I believe is strep throat. I'm already better a day later, feeling better a day later. twc.health/grant. Use promo code grant. Let's talk, folks, about some guns. How about we do it? Let's talk about the Second Amendment in a way that the left does not know how.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right. So great to be with you, folks. Here is the situation. We know the Democrats hate the Second Amendment. They don't even talk about legislating it out of existence. They literally want the Second Amendment repealed. So Steve Kerr goes on MSNBC. Steve Kerr has been one of the most outspoken professional, once professional athlete. He's a great basketball player. Now he's a pretty decent head coach. I'll give him that. But stick to basketball, dude, because you know nothing about politics. You know nothing about firearms, other than the fact that, sadly, his father was killed when he was 18 years old. Shot. Why? I'm not quite sure. He calls it, my dad was killed as a result of gun violence. I take issue with that because whoever killed your father happened to use a gun, but it sounds to me like he would have used anything to kill him. I get that that makes you have certain strong opinions about this, but let's talk about reality. What if your father had a firearm when he was confronted by the man that killed him? What if in the mass shootings that we see across the country, there were more good guys with guns or armed teachers that were there to take down these mass shooters before they strike? There's over 300 million guns in America. You think you're going to take all those guns off the street? No. So you want to disarm law-abiding citizens while the criminals then go out there, use their guns, and we have no way to defend ourselves. That's not going to work. Let's go through some of Steve Kerr's comments.
Stephanie, I mean, it's clear that President Biden is really interested in implementing gun safety measures, common sense, gun violence prevention measures. I've been doing a lot of work.
So let's just take two of those comments. Gun safety measures, common sense gun safety. Notice they don't say gun control. This is a talking point that they have perfected because who's against gun safety? I'm a hardcore Second Amendment supporter, but I'm all for gun safety. I want people to be safe with their firearms. Now, I don't want government getting involved and mandating how I be safe. I don't need government to nanny me. I'm a responsible gun owner. But they use terms like this to dupe the average everyday folks. Well, who's against gun safety instead of gun control, which then took such a bad moniker?
Work the last 10 years with a lot of different gun safety prevention people like Brady, Giffords, Sandy Hook Promise, March for Our Lives. I've learned so much, and I know that we can prevent lives. President Biden is adamant that he's going to push for common sense laws that can do that. I know that President Trump will not do that. And so it's really a very simple choice for me.
So he's coming out and endorsing Joe Biden. A Steve Kerr endorsement of Joe Biden should be every gun owner's cue: do not support Joe Biden. Steve Kerr's radical when it comes to his views on guns. Now, again, common sense laws when it comes to firearms. Now, tell me one law that could have been passed that would have prevented any one of these mass shootings. Not one. There's not one new law that could be passed. There were plenty of laws that, if obeyed, they would have prevented the mass shooting. But the problem is, they're criminals for a reason. They don't obey laws. So you take the Sandy Hook. They steal the firearm. That shooter stole the firearm from his parents. It's illegal to steal a firearm. There's already a law on the book. Does it and goes and wreaks havoc on that poor community. So what law would have stopped him? What law would have stopped the Parkland shooter? What law would have stopped these movie theater shooters? We've got so-called gun-free zones. You weren't supposed to bring a gun in. That was a rule. Maybe in some cities it's a law. And yet they still do, because criminals break the law. So what are you best prepared to do if somebody breaks the law in front of you and is going to do you great harm? The best precaution is to have a firearm yourself and be ready to take action yourself. But Steve Kerr doesn't think like that.
I'm voting on a few issues, but this is the main one. I lost my father to gun violence when I was 18 years old. So I know how much pain people go through every single day in this country. I know that you know, gun violence is the number one killer of children in America. And
well, hold on a second. Gun violence is not the number one killer of children in America. See, they pick and choose the numbers they want to use. If you go age 0 through age 17, because in America at 18, you're an adult. 0 through age 17, car accidents are the number one killer of children in America. Now, if you include ages 18 and 19, then guns become a killer of children in America. But it's not just any children. It's black children and Hispanic children, by and large. Because you're looking at cities like Chicago and Detroit and Washington, D.C., where gangbangers and thugs are using firearms recklessly to wreak havoc on those communities, where it literally is an epidemic of black-on-black crime, Hispanic-on-Hispanic crime, minority-on-minority crime that is taking our kids' lives. That's the number one killer. If you include 18 and 19-year-olds, but those aren't kids. So don't tell me that guns are the number one killer of kids if they're not. And again, I feel very badly that Steve Kerr lost his father, somehow was murdered by a firearm. I need to find the actual story of how that happened. But wouldn't it have been nice if Steve Kerr's dad was carrying a firearm himself and could have protected himself against a killer? Has Steve Kerr ever thought about that? I wonder.
I know that there's so much that we can do about this. And I think most people out there agree with me, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. You know, 80% of people in this country want universal background checks, whether it doesn't matter your political affiliation.
Wait a second. That's not true. We don't want universal background checks. And this whole idea that there's no background checks is false. If you go to a gun store, you need to have a background check. If you go to a gun show, by and large, you will have to have a background check done, because by and large, 99% of the people selling guns at gun shows are gun dealers that have to conduct a background check. The only time you don't need a background check is if you sell a firearm to a family member, a friend, or a neighbor, and you don't make a living selling firearms. Now, there's a reason for this. If I go to the range with my son and I have to have universal background checks every time I transfer a gun, can I give my firearm to my son and let him shoot at the range under my supervision? He's 15, but he knows how to use a firearm. Do I have to do a background check for him? And if I don't do a background check on him under their laws, am I going to get arrested? Are they going to come after me? Maybe. I think this whole universal background check is a trick to go after law-abiding gun owners and hang them out to dry.
Do this, but we kind of have to steer the cruise ship there. It's going to take some time, but we need to implement laws that the vast majority of our country want, and President Biden is willing to do the work to try to get those changes.
The laws you want to pass will have nothing to do with anything when it comes to keeping people safe. Who's committing most of these crimes? They're drive-by shootings. Most of the crimes are not mass shootings. Every mass shooting is one too many, but those aren't the majority of crimes. These are drug deals gone bad. Crimes over women or money. You know, I always say when it comes to murder, it surrounds three things: drugs, money, or women. Or sometimes a combination of those things. But usually murder always surrounds those three things, never anything else. It's amazing how that happens. So anyway, these laws aren't going to change anything on that front. But Steve Kerr continued with this Stephanie Ruhle. She's there smiling at him. Oh, yes, you're so right.
Said when you were only 18, you felt like your life was impenetrable, right? Nothing could get you down. Bad things didn't happen to you. What do you say to all the folks out there who think gun violence is a problem, but it won't affect their life, so they don't make it a voting priority?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. It's such a common occurrence. You know, the chances are likely that you won't be impacted, but there's a very good chance that you will. Also,
wait a second. The chances are likely that you won't be impacted, but there's a very good chance that you will. Well, you just said there's great chances that either happens. That's not how statistics work. I have always phrased it like this. The chance of you being a victim of so-called gun violence is slim to none. But the chance of someone else being a victim of so-called gun violence is 100%. Don't be the victim. Now, how do you make sure you're not a victim? One, don't put yourself in positions where there are evil people with firearms. That's the first thing, right? So staying out till 2 a.m. in neighborhoods that have a history of shootings after the clubs get out, don't hang out in those places. Two, make sure you're aware of your surroundings. And if something feels off, get out of there. Three, make sure you have an ability to protect yourself and those around you. Train with a firearm, know how to use it, and carry it on your person at all times. You do those things, the chance of you becoming a victim is slim to none, and the chance of the person trying to do harm to you becoming the end result of a dead body in a body bag because you take them out is pretty darn good because you've been training, and that's what's important.
So, and that's a scary thought. I'm a recent grandfather. I have a granddaughter who's 18 months old. And, you know, I'm thinking a lot about when she goes off to kindergarten and she's going to have to go through, mass shooting drills and the trauma that our kids all across America go through just from those drills and the possibility of facing that kind of situation. It's so traumatizing and it's just a terrible thought that all of our children are feeling this way.
So does Steve Kerr think that if we get rid of guns, evil goes away, that it just doesn't exist anymore? Evil has existed since the beginning of time, folks. Evil is not going anywhere. Whether you use a gun or a knife or a car or a bomb, evil is always going to exist. I would imagine his parents had to do bomb safety drills where they used to get underneath their desk. Remember seeing the pictures of the kids in the 50s because they were worried Russia was going to blow them up. They'd get underneath their desks and do drills like that. I got to believe that was traumatizing, but what would you rather have? Talk to your kid and make sure they're not traumatized by this stuff and talk about why you're practicing these things, or a kid that's oblivious to how to protect themselves and then end up dying in one of these tragic crimes. I'd rather have my kid aware that this could happen, even if it's a little traumatizing. So if it, God forbid, it does happen, he's ready to take precautions to survive. Now, I think at times I've scared my kid. We practice mass shooting drills in the mall, or if I have to pull my firearm in public, where does he go? What do we do? How do we handle it? And we did that from an early age. Did that scare him? Probably. Did it give him anxiety? Maybe. But I've told the story. We were in Dave & Buster's when we thought what was a mass shooting going down happened. And my kid managed to get out alive. He managed to find the exits. He knew what to do. When the shots were being fired, he knew where to go. And he knew not to come try to find me, but to get out. And he did that. I'd never been so proud of him before in my life. Turns out it wasn't a mass shooting. It was just some thug shooting somebody else in Dave & Buster's over a fight over a stuffed animal. But this can happen anywhere, right? Thankfully, I was carrying at the time. I could make my way to where the shooter was. And the shooter took off out the parking lot, and then I could go find my son. But could I make my way to a shooter if I wasn't carrying a firearm? Could I make sure that my thought process was, if I can get to the shooter before he gets to my son survives? If I'm not carrying a firearm, that thought process becomes a little more difficult. But Steve Kerr doesn't think about any of those kinds of things. All right, Joe Biden goes down the same path. It's amazing, within a day of each other. Because all of this is coordinated now as they ramp this up coming into November. And it will be a mistake on their part. But Joe Biden goes down with some crazy, crazy doozies as well. I'll play them for you here in a second. But folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. That's where I want you to go. They're doing great stuff. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Why are you still with one of the big three cell phone companies when you can choose the network you want to be on? So if you got AT&T or Verizon, you can stay on that network. But you pay Patriot Mobile and get 100% U.S.-based customer service. You can upgrade your phone, get a new phone, all the same things you do with a cell phone company. And you get a company that believes in and funds the values that we all believe in and support. And make sure that they fund programs that support these things like veterans and first responders and the Second Amendment, for instance, right to life issues. All of that super, super important. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Pay them a visit today. Use promo code Grant for free activation, or you can call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, and tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, so I told you that Joe Biden went down the road of guns. Let's play some of him.
And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s. They don't need a rifle. Folks, look, this is crazy what we're talking about.
No, it's crazy what you're talking about. So you're talking about if American citizens took up arms against its government, that if it got so bad that we literally resorted to a, quote, insurrection, that you are going to use F-15s to take out American citizens. Now, there's no talk of us using violence to take over this government. We're very patient as we move through waiting for President Trump to get back into office and make America great again. But let me be very, very clear about this. The founding fathers instituted the Second Amendment for one reason only. That was to stand up to a tyrannical government. And if it ever got to that point, I would not hesitate to do it. I just don't think we're at that point yet. But I'm happy to know we have a commander-in-chief who's willing to use F-15s against his own citizens. How crazy is that? But this is his lack of respect for the Second Amendment. This is why people are so upset with Joe Biden, because this is why we think it's tyrannical. You want to take our guns away from us, take our power away from us, take our ability to keep our family safe away from us, and then you tell us you're going to use F-15s on us.
There's never been a time that says you can own anything you want.
Oh, this is a good one. This is about the cannons. He's used this before, that you can't own cannons, you couldn't then, and you can't now.
Never. You couldn't own a cannon during the Civil War. No, I'm serious. Think about it. How much have you heard this phrase? The blood of liberty. Quash of dough. Give me a break.
You hear everybody laughing? Are they laughing because he botched Thomas Jefferson's line? Now I'm going to botch the line too. I don't have it in front of me, but what is it? The tree of liberty often needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants. I believe that's the phrase. The tree of liberty often needs to be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots. Now, Joe Biden botches that. As for this idea about a cannon, I've talked about this before. You most certainly can own a cannon back then, and you can now, a Civil War cannon, anyway, a Civil War era cannon. But back then, there were no regulations on cannons. You most certainly could own a firearm. There were no real gun regulations to speak of. You think there were background checks back during the Civil War, or certainly at times where our founding fathers had concocted the idea of this great nation of America take up arms against England? You think they had background checks? No. Responsible gun owners willing to use those firearms to end tyranny and protect each other and protect liberty and freedom. But Joe Biden doesn't understand that because he doesn't understand our founding fathers. He doesn't understand the principles this nation was founded on. And he's the president?
No, I mean it. Seriously. And by the way, if they want to think to take on government, if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, well, guess what? They need F-15s.
Yeah, there's the F-15 line again. I mean, come on. I'm not even going to bother playing that. So, I mean, I just did. But it's worth hearing because it shows you his philosophy. That he doesn't care about you or me. He doesn't care about our rights. He only cares about power. And that really is what's so upsetting. So in this speech, I figured I'd just try and play it once because he also goes down another crazy lie from Joe Biden. Listen.
They're so damn important. We need you. We need you to overcome the unrelenting opposition of the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, so many politicians when they oppose common sense gun legislation.
Aha. There's that word again, common sense gun legislation. Remember Steve Kerr used it? It's bogus. It's not common sense gun legislation. It's gun control designed to limit your rights. Bottom line.
I used to be a law, when I was no longer the vice president, I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before that, I taught a constitutional law class as well, taught the Second Amendment.
Now, hold on a second. So you were a professor at the University of Pennsylvania? No, you weren't. You were paid $1 million a year by the University of Pennsylvania as they take in Chinese money, by the way, at a record pace. And you didn't teach one class, not one. You made $1 million a year and didn't teach one class at the University of Pennsylvania. I want that job, folks. I've got a master's in journalism. What school will pay me $1 million and I don't have to teach a class? None. The lies this guy tells, they never end.
There's never been a time that says you can own anything you want. Never. You couldn't own a cannon during the Civil War. No, I'm serious. Think about it. How much have you heard this phrase? The blood of liberty.
And there we go. And he comes back to the blood of liberty. Well, it's not the blood of liberty, Joe. Folks, it's so upsetting to watch this man in action and hear the people giggling and laughing. They have no idea what they're laughing about. It was Thomas Jefferson, by the way. One of our founding fathers who literally would have given his life for our freedoms. And Joe Biden's not only botching his quote, but laughing at it. What a disgraceful, disgraceful, disgraceful human being, isn't he? All right, folks. I want you to pay a visit to my social media, Stinchfield1776. Give it a like over there on Instagram or TikTok is not Grant Stinchfield, not Grant Stinchfield. But Instagram, Twitter, Stinchfield1776. I would love to have you follow me, engage, give me some comments, what kind of content you would like to see, and I'd be happy to offer it up. We take requests here at Stinchfield. That's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield the Podcast. Got to get ready for the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We got Catherine Albrecht from True the Vote on, which is always fascinating to see the Democrats' plan to literally steal the vote again. We'll talk about that coming up tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Real America's Voice. God bless every one of you. Thanks for watching. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. We'll see you soon.